The Beach Boys' Brian Wilson once called his compositions for the album Smile a teenage symphony to God. Well, when Rolling Stone magazine compares a band's work to Brian Wilson's, you can be sure it's something to behold. The band in question is called Grizzly Bear. Here's how a review describes the song 2 Weeks. The gorgeous choral harmonies sound like a teenage symphony to God, as conceived by Radiohead-loving postgrads. The new CD from Grizzly Bear is called Vecatimus, named for an island off the coast of Massachusetts, and we're going to welcome band member Edward Drosty. Hi, Edward.
Hi, how are you?
And Daniel Rossen joins us from our New York studios. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, we're glad to have you both here. So, comparisons to Brian Wilson, not bad for your third album. Were you consciously going for a Pet Sounds Smile vibe?
No. I mean, that's a real honor to be compared to Brian Wilson. That's amazing. I mean, it's funny, actually, because this record in some ways has a lot less harmonies than our last. It's a lot more pared down in some ways in that regard. But I guess it's a little clearer now, so.
I mean, we all enjoy singing in the band, so that might, and everyone gets a chance to sing. So there are these moments of four-part harmonies that come in, which may be where the comparisons are being made.
About the lyrics in 2 weeks. You sing about a routine malaise, a momentary phase. What's behind these lyrics?
Actually, it's just a simple reference to taking time off from all the stresses of life and trying to save up all those vacation days. It's a very simple subject matter, but it has a sort of sad undercurrent.
Can I just ask you about the song Cheerleader? I like it, and I just want to ask you a little bit about it. What's going on here?
Cheerleader is sort of about being in the role of having to sort of convince yourself and your loved one that everything's all right, even when it's not, being the cheerleader in a relationship, even when it's dying.
Let's hear a little bit. Okay, we're going to do something highly unorthodox here, and I really hope you'll forgive us, but just bear with me, okay? At points, this song almost sounds like Phil Spector's Wall of Sound, deconstructed, and I'd like to hear this song at twice the speed for just a moment. Okay, I mean, could you hear a girl group like the Ronettes doing this?
Yeah, you could speed it up. It's a little chipmunky, but yeah, totally.
Yeah, to a certain degree. I mean, I think we all have a certain interest in girl groups and classic soul, and think the fact that we harmonize so much kind of took us in that direction in a funny way. But I mean, in some ways, that doing a sort of soul feel has evolved from past songs. Like, we did this cover of He Hit Me, Carole King song. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, the feel of this song, I kind of feel it came out of the way we did that song and kind of reinterpreting sort of soul feels from the past.
I'm talking with Edward Drosty and Daniel Rossen of the band Grizzly Bear. You guys are a Williamsburg, Brooklyn-based band. I really need to know where you came up with Grizzly Bear.
Grizzly Bear was just a funny old nickname that someone had for me. And it was sort of at the time when I was doing the first album, it seemed sort of hilarious to name myself that, since I'm sort of the opposite of that. I'm not very hairy or giant. So, yeah, that's sort of where it came from. It was before I... Little did I know how popular animal names would be for bands at the time, so...
A lot of this music sounds complex and really well thought out and planned. How long does it take to perfect one of the more complicated tracks here?
This is Daniel speaking. A lot of these songs came together over really months. I mean, we don't really record in a standard way. So especially with this album, some of the songs would come in very bare bones form, and we would kind of record and track and overlay over the course of months to really find the full shape of the song. But in the past, I mean, we've had a real tendency to kind of overlayer and make everything grand and huge. And on this record, we really tried as much as possible, in a song like Foreground, for instance, to keep it as simple as possible, because when we heard Edward sing that, it just seemed so beautiful just as it was, and we didn't want to obscure it and make it too huge.
Take on another shaft, palms in the middle, hands in the middle, walk out another raft, something is muffled, another truckle. This is a foreground.
The advance price for this new CD reached such a height that there was almost a critical backlash before The Poor Thing could even get released. The same Rolling Stone interview that I quoted earlier said it's already a front runner for 2009's most gushed over art rock song. What are your thoughts about the way your music's already been sort of picked over and analyzed?
I mean, it can make you a little bit paranoid if you look too much. But, I mean, it's great. I mean, I think we're really happy that, for the most part, people are really enjoying it. And I think it's inevitable, I guess, if something's out this early.
Well, it leaked, I think, was another major thing, is that it had a good 3 months for people to sort of pick over it and discuss it. It's not like the traditional release where it just comes out and you suddenly hear about it via a review and it's sort of a fresh thing. It's like everyone sort of, a lot of people had already processed it already before they even read the reviews. So it's the art of the album is it's changing a little bit because people can, you know, delete the songs they don't want or put it on shuffle or take it off their computer after one listen to a low quality leak or whatnot. But that said, music can spread further and reach more people around the world, and, you know, getting notes from people in India or somewhere far off that we'll probably never get to play, you know, enthusiastic fan mail from those places is just amazing, and that's purely a product of the internet.
Edward Drosty and Daniel Rawson are two of the members of the band Grizzly Bear. Their new CD was just released this past week on Warp Records. It's called Vecatimist, and you can go to nprmusic.org to hear full in-studio performances with Grizzly Bear. And we thank you both so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.